people did not have a yardstick what to verify. By now, it's a committee that has been operational for a long time. I think they must have a template where they would look through and tick and say, this has been covered, this has been covered. And if that is there, there's no need of delaying retrenchment if it needs to be done.
And Mr. Shamuyarira, can you come in there giving us your take?
I think like what Dr. Jokonya has alluded to, it is very clear that we have got the retrenchment regulations that are in place, such as the Special Instrument 404 of 1990, as amended from time to time. But I think for a minister now to come and re-emphasize that there was a reason and there is a concern for the minister to do that, because it shows that there was a lot of shortchanging that was now at the interplay.
Mr. Jokonya, looking inside a company itself, what are the steps it should take before making this decision to then come and retrench its workers?
I think this is common practice. When you start a business as an investor, your intention is always long-term. You want a business to go on for as long as the business is profitable. Retrenchment does not come into play. And nobody will just wake up tomorrow and say, I'm closing the company. What causes retrenchment is because the organization is facing certain difficulties. And to do this, there are many ways of going through this retrenchment issue if it has to be done. It is always a normal last resort to do. But there are works councils in the organization that discuss this issue. And retrenchment has to be agreed upon between the employees of the organization, or you can say in the works council of the organization. And once it is agreed upon, that's when it is taken to the ministry. The ministry, or you can say the retrenchment board, sits down and sees, evaluate what the organization will have tried, and still retrenchment remains the viable option to pursue. And that's when it is attended to.
Mr. Shamuyarira, this move by the ministry is also calling for the company board of directors to submit their fee structure, including allowances, payments to directors and board members. Do you think that this will be necessary and important when dealing with the issue of retrenchment?
I think it's very noble and it's very much appreciated by us downtrodden workers. But first of all, we need to see corporate responsibility starting from the top to the bottom. You see, you can't continue to talk about a company going through hardship in terms of financial viability when you, the management, are busy exploiting the little that the company is managing by way of not cutting even all your luxury tax, school fees, even the cars that you drive, even all those holidays, all those things, cell phones that you even use. We need to have a common sacrifice, all of us. And hence, this idea that the salary of management of directors must be put glaringly open to everybody.
Mr. Jokonya, your take there.
I think the minister, she is well-placed to deal with the parastatal issues. And that's where it has been reported that that area has not been managed very well. I don't know of private sector paying huge salaries, paying huge director's fees. That is not common.
And Mr. Shamuyarira, will this model work to curb the issue of retrenchments in Zimbabwe?
It will, because any mode of economic transformation must bring about inclusive empowerment initiatives to both players, management, workers. It must never be one-sided. Once we start to think in a one-sided benefit, then we are neoliberal. And neoliberal has been taken over by events in this new millennium. We want to see all of us sacrificing towards such goals that uplift the nation, the workers, and the continent.
And Mr. Jokonya, your last word here.
Answering your question whether this will stop retrenchment, I don't think so. I think what can only stop retrenchment is the turnaround of the economy, the success that we need to put in together, and we need all to sacrifice as a nation and begin to operate at our correct level.